This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But again, like Doug and Berkeley was trying to blame like Steve Kerr. Well, the turnover problem was like, yeah, that's the player thing, though. Steph has been around a long ass time. Like, take care of the ball, dude. Like, it's not Steve Kerr. He can't go out there and say, Steph, you know, you really got to take care of the ball more. He says that all the time after these games. Like, you can only teach, and you're a coach, Joe. Like, it's ultimately, it's on the player at some point. You could preach and practice it all you want. Like, ball control, like fumbling in the NFL. Like, there is something where, like, if you're, like, not a good enough player, hey, Melvin Gordon, you're going to get benched. Yeah, we're not giving you the ball anymore. Steph is an all-time top 10 player in the history of the sport. He's got to handle the ball a lot. You got to take care of it, man. Steve Kerr can't, you can't blame, is Steve Kerr going to bench Steph because of the turnovers? No, he's not going
to
do that.
They tried to run a pick and roll. So like, I think when he's getting blitzed like he is, it's imperative that the guys that you have alongside of him are threats on offense, right? And so I think that like when they brought up Jimmy Butler to set a screen, a high pick and roll, Jimmy rolled to the hoop. Well, Steph was driving to the hoop. So now all five defenders are collapsing. And that's the one where he turned through the turnover and Kawhi was playing the passing lane. On other times, you know, Zubac can leave his guy and go clamp on him in that short corner. Because that, to me, when you're teaching youth basketball, it's like, hey, anything in the corner is a death trap. You are going to go there on defense. It's, we're going to trap. And on offense, we're going to try to avoid that. And, you know, going to the corner is, there's nowhere to go. And when you're smaller than those guys, they clamp them. So I thought the Clippers had a great game plan. And the guys that they play alongside them, they knew, like, hey, I'm laying off you. Like, look, Draymond can hit 50 threes in a row. He'll always be deemed a non-shooter.
Correct. They'll always leave him open.
GP2 can hit 50 threes in a row. He'll always be deemed a non-shooter. Yep. How many times did he catch the ball in the paint, whether it's a foot in from the free throw line or deeper, and he was afraid to shoot it?
There was a possession late. I can't recall if it was overtime or the fourth quarter. But he had the ball, and no one was with, like Zubac was like 4 or 5 feet away from him, like under the basket. Just pull up and shoot a mid-range.
But that's where the Warriors don't have the big man to be the dunker spot, to be the alley-oop, right? It's Draymond or somebody. And now, but also, it's Kevon Looney. Kevon Looney is just not a threat on offense at all.
This is a shooting league. Like, that should be a high percentage shot.
You have three guys packed in the paint. I guess where I'm going is Jimmy's going to be treated as a non-shooter. Dre's going to be treated as a non-shooter. And then you're playing him alongside some variation of Pods, GP2, Looney. They're all deemed non-shooters. So this is why I go back to, I think Moody has to take one of those guys' spots. Even if he's not shooting well, I think you kind of have to write it out. If it's not him, maybe it's Quentin Post. I don't know. But it's got to be someone who at least they have to honor from beyond the arc.
Moses needs to step up. It is the week of Passover, as we know. So we're going biblical again. So I'm expecting big things out of Moses Moody tomorrow and the rest of the week, hopefully.
But Joe, here's where it gets complicated. They also need those guys on the defensive side. So GP2 is playing because of defense. And when he gets smoked by James Harden and he's not bringing anything offensively, it's like, look, you can't foul him, allow three different layup attempts in the fourth quarter and overtime, and foul him from three-point land. Like, you have to be so good defensively that I can overlook the offense. So that's why I would probably lean Moody, because at least I know he's going to give me a little bit of both, even though I would lean GP2 when it comes to defense.
I think we're both in agreement there. I just wonder, and again, that's the ultimate question, right? His confidence in the shot right now, because he has not been shooting it well these last few weeks. Prior to that, he was great. He just kept going double figures, was efficient. And I do think, like, if he gets early in a game, a three here or there, like a couple threes, he didn't hit a three yesterday, but if he makes a couple of those, it just changes everything. Same with a guy like Gary Payton. Get involved early. I think Quentin Post only had one shot attempt. Get these guys involved early. Like, they talked a lot about, you know, Draymond and Steph, like, telling Paws to shoot more and more and more. And it worked for him. He finally got that confidence up to where he's getting double-digit field goal attempts every single game, and the efficiency's been there. Start talking about with these other guys too, the Moody's of the world. Post, like,
we haven't
get
had
those
a,
up.
We haven't had a, like, if you're gonna play post, you're just gonna have to. Like,
he's got
to
shoot.
Yeah, he's got to shoot. But yeah. Like, I was thinking, I probably wouldn't have done it, but like. Is TJD the worst option when Dre went to the bench in the middle of the fourth quarter?
I was thinking
Looney
TJD.
Just can't guard Zubac.
Yeah, no, I was
and
thinking.
And I don't even, maybe TJD can't either because I just they don't have that guy.
No. We got our guy here. It's Uncle Gene in Oakland. Long time no hear from Uncle Gene. I did hear Gene had a very nice soliloquy about one Steve Kerr. After Kerr was on last week with Willard and Dibbs, he had a very nice kind of like send-off message for him, which I appreciated. Uncle Gene, you're on the morning roast. How we doing, man?
Doing fine. Yeah, thank you for that. It was heartfelt. It spur of the moment, but it's feelings I've had towards him all along. I just think he needs to be, you know, really appreciated for the great coach he's been and what he's done for this franchise. So, anyways, but turning to this game, so. I had the grandkids watching the game with me yesterday, and I said at the beginning, I said, listen, guys, if they at least play these guys tough, if it's a real tight game to the end, even if we lose, I will not be devastated. I'll be disappointed, obviously, but I still think they'll have a shot. In fact, who knows? Maybe this will be a blessing in disguise. We take care of Memphis tomorrow, which I believe we will. Then we get Houston, and frankly, I'm one of those who would rather start with Houston than all of a sudden, you know, get thrown into the pit with the Lakers. So I'm still hopeful. Memphis is a weaker team. Yesterday, L.A. showed itself to be a bit better than us. We really needed a game for Curry, and unfortunately, the poor man is exhausted. You could see the fatigue. Mm-hmm. 8 turnovers is indicative of just how tired he is. So he gave it his all, gave it his best. But, there was no gas left in the tank at the end. Once again, Memphis is not L.A., so we ought to be able to take care of them, even without a game for Curry. Moving forward, though, if we expect to get deep into the playoffs, we're going to need some of those game fours. And I'm not sure he's got anything left in the tank for that. So wait and see.
Thanks, Gene. That's Gene in Oakland, 888-957-9570. Biggest takeaway from yesterday's L yesterday. And how concerning of a loss was it for you going forward if they indeed do go on a run here? It starts tomorrow if that's going to be the case. They got to take care of business tomorrow. And if not, then you're flirting with disaster because if you lose on Friday, your season's over. And if you win, you're taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder, which I am not signing up for. I do not want that at all. Rockets, give me. I like my chances there against the Thunder. Ugh. I know you've had some success in the regular season against them, and it hasn't looked, it hasn't gotten away from you. The youth and the legs, if we're going back to that, as Gene is saying there, like the minute allocation and all that, you do not want any of that against the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are young, big, and athletic, and would like nothing more than a grinded out series against you because they have fresher legs. And when it's all said and done, they will be fresh, and they've been, kind of resting some guys here in these last few weeks because they've locked up the number one. But again, none of that matters if you win tomorrow against the Memphis Grizzlies. Talking about the minutes, though, Jimmy Butler played 48. He got kneed from Kawhi on the quad. All eyes on there. That was the injury report today.
That was a sick block, by the way.
It was. It was great.
It went straight up.
And that's not easy to do on Kawhi Leonard, who is a big man. Here's Jimmy Butler.
His shoulders?
You're huge.
No, he has the most muscular shoulders I've ever seen.
Like Kawhi going from San Diego State to the league and him just getting like working on a jump shot. Cause that was kind of like the missing part of it. He just didn't have a jumper at all. Like that was the last like part of his game. And still like beyond the arc, like you're going to let him shoot the three ball, but when he's hitting it, it's deadly. He's incredible. Like talk about physical specimens. Why it sucks that he's been hurt for so long, but you saw it yesterday, a healthy Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers team. Maybe they're a dark horse. Joe, if he stays healthy.
If he hits that shot to end the game in regulation.
I called it. I thought he was going to.
I think are having a completely different conversation regarding the end of regulation sequence where Draymond fouled him.
Yeah.
They were very lucky to even get to overtime.
I was talking about the minute allocation, though, yesterday, 48 minutes for Jimmy Butler. He talked about it. If he knew that was the plan going into the game.
I mean, I would like to hope so. Whatever it takes to win at this point for everybody. If 48's needed, 50 is needed, then you got to be able to do it. We did it. So we back to the drawing boards. We got an important one on Tuesday.
He's a no excuse guy. Like there's there's literally a meme of Jimmy Butler giving it his all going up against the Lakers in that bubble championship. It was the meme of him just exhausted. Like, that's the lasting image of Jimmy Butler I have in a Miami Heat uniform, him just being exhausted and putting everything he's got on the line, which, again, he did yesterday. He had 30 points. He was pretty damn good, but wasn't good enough overall as the Clippers win 124-119. But overall, I thought it was an encouraging performance from him because we've been calling on it, Joe. Like, how many times have we been asking? More field goal attempts. Be more decisive. I feel like you're lingering too much. I feel like you're just kind of going through the motions too much on offense.
But he was like, so tired down the stretch, like, I wanted to see him maybe bring the ball up the floor.
Too tired. It's 10 more minutes than anyone else there. Like, the minute allocation, yeah, like, between Steph and Draymond, maybe you got to start, like, tomorrow. Like, what's it going to be? Are you throwing another 48 minutes tomorrow, potentially? Again, remember, they needed 50 from Steph to beat the Grizzlies last time. And the Grizzlies, say what you want, they're going to command a lot on defense.
And they sat everyone yesterday?
They won, but did they sit in for everyone yesterday? They might have. They might be fresh heading into this one. I mean, I know they're already going to be fresh because they've already, you know, like, they're younger, first and foremost. Like, they're like Ja and Jaren Jackson Jr. both under 25, right? So, yeah, their big boys are going to be ready tomorrow. They're going to be ready. And they've won there. They've won at Chase Center in a playing scenario. They're not going to be afraid.
Is dad going to be sitting courtside?
Is he going to be sitting next to Dunleavy and Joe Lacob hanging out?
This is a first-year coach. I mean, he's first-month coach.
Coach Tomas.
We cannot lose this game.
Yeah, basically all the big wigs on the Grizzlies sat yesterday.
And they blew out whoever they played. It didn't really
the
matter.
The Mavericks.
Yeah, it didn't really matter.
So Friday was way more difficult than it needed to be, which drove me nuts. And then Sunday was possibly the worst possible outcome in that you tried so hard. Jimmy played almost the whole game, and it went to overtime. And then he got quadded or hitting the quad.
Quadded.
I mean, it's just, we're going quadding.
Let's go. Or sorry. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco.
We're going skinny.
And Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Streaking.
Now we are broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Shout out Old School, man. That's such a good. It still is.
You're my boy,
great.
Blue.
You're my boy.
Such an all-timer. I don't know if we have time. Bed Bath & Beyond tomorrow.
I'm the Dean Pritchard. The more you get older and you get in a relationship like that, the more you realize you turn into Frank the Tank. And then you don't want to go full Frank the Tank, but you want to go relationship Frank. Jason is in Concord. He has thoughts on that loss yesterday. Again, sucks to lose that way. It's not doom and gloom for me, though, Jason. I'm just going to say that right now. It's beautiful outside. The birds are chirping. I'm seeing some pelicans fly across here. It's not over yet, albeit it was a tough loss. Good morning, Jace. How we doing?
Good morning. Yes, I agree. It's not over yet. But you know what? Let me go back to those games that when the Warriors go down to the level of their opponent, too many times, most recently against San Antonio Spurs, it's still painful to the. I can't get over it today. And that's where we put our position right now. That's where we are because of games that we were supposed to take care of at home. Last night, we were up 11, 12 points somewhere around the late third quarter. At home, too much at stake. I really thought, no way we're going to blow this up. This is for a playoff. We up. We at home. Too much to play for. No way. Too much experience. Steph, we got Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy. No way we're blowing this up. And sure enough, we did. You know what? Draymond Green, Stamets, go get that layup, dude. Don't lean over. You don't need to do that. Go get that layup. Stephen Curry, greatest player, greatest shooter of all time. Too many turnovers yesterday. 8 turnovers. That's way too many in big game like that. You know what? At the end of the day, I'm very pissed off, to be honest with you. Painful. But at the end of the day, if I have a choice, I would take the Rockets. Then, way, way, way more than I would love to see the Lakers. Lakers might not be a good matchup for us.
I agree.
Let's do it.
I agree,
night.
Jason. Might be a blessing in disguise. I know Joe was waxing poetically on Friday. Give me the Lakers. Give me the Lakers. No, give me the Rockets. Give me Ime Udoka, a.k.a. Suge Knight and Death Row Records. I'll take my chances there with you know, Dylan Brooks and Freddie Van Vliet and all of them. By the way, speaking of the game tomorrow, you know where you can get your tickets? Well, starting at 12 o'clock today. Yes, 12 o'clock. You got to wait till then. 12 o'clock noon. Warriors.com has got your tickets starting then for Grizzlies, Warriors, Ja Morant, Stephen Curry, live at Chase Center. And again, we'll have all that coverage right here on 95.7 The Game leading up to the game itself, and after the game. Again, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. You don't want to go anywhere else when it comes to playoff, play-in talk, other than right here on 95.7 The Game. It's talking about Playoff Jimmy? Well, Steph was asked if he saw Playoff Jimmy yesterday.
Yeah, he's aggressive, and I mean, he does what the game calls for. Like, I don't think there's anything premeditated of, oh, I need to shoot every possession now, or I need to play make now, or where that balance is. You kind of just, he just reads the game, and he understood the way that they were defending us in the perimeter. He could get advantages on ISOs. You know, him looking for a shot is great for us. And his aggressiveness opened up a lot of other things over the course of the game. So I'm sure we'll see more of it.
That was Steph yesterday on Playoff Jimmy. Well, they're going to need play-in Jimmy, who's had success in the play-in, but the Warriors have had none. 0-3 all-time. Something real quick on that. Something or nothing. 0-3 all-time in play-in games.
It's something different, until it is nothing.
Different teams, no, different scenarios.
Something, it's something until it is nothing,
okay.
Right?
All right, fair enough. All right. I throw that out there. Some people scoff. It's like a small sample size.
GP2,
I get it.
Looney, Dre, Steph. GP2 might not have been on that team, but I thought he was.
Pods was on the team last year in Kuminga. Yeah, Pods and Kuminga last year. They've played in the
play-in. No, but I'm talking about going back to the original.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
I don't think GP2 was on that original team. I think he was on 2022 team.
Correct. He was on the season after that. Because that was the
one. So it was Looney, Steph, and Dre. That's really who it is.
And now it's Matthew in Canada who wants to join in the conversation. How we doing, Matthew? How we feeling about that loss? It's not the end of the world. You got the Grizzlies tomorrow. But are you a little disappointed this morning?
I mean, I was feeling good this morning, and then I remembered what happened, and then I remembered what we did last time in the plane versus the Grizzlies with that open floater to go to overtime. And I thought about last night's game again. And the thing that stuck out to me was Pajemski's minutes, Moody's minutes, and Payton's minutes. Now, Pods played 5 more minutes than Curry. I don't know, like Gary Payton to close out the game was getting torched on almost every possession, which I thought is something Moody could have done better, which he was in the first half, which is why I was confused as to why he wasn't playing. Now, Moody makes good decisions. He rips the ball. He's got a long wingspan. He blocks the ball. He was doing everything right last night, in my opinion, outside of the shooting, which is something Gary Payton doesn't really have either, which is why I was confused. If you're watching Payton get torched for like 12 minutes straight, why not put Moody in? You see, I think they need Moody more than they needed Gary Payton in that game.
Well, fair enough. And we agree on this. Like, I wanted more from Moody from the shooting and defensively, especially late in that game with the size. And I get it. You always say GP2 plays bigger than his size, plays bigger than his size. No, like, Moody's been tenacious defensively. Like, say what you will about a shot. Like, he has not lost anything on the defensive side of the ball, Joe. Like, he has been that guy. And you saw early in that game when the Warriors got that, I got punched a little bit early from the Clippers. Got down, 8 points, whatever it was. And then they flipped the script. Moody was a big part of that. A lot of forced turnovers.
He's just bigger.
Opportunistic. Bigger guy.
And I think Harden.
And I trust his shot way more. I know he hasn't been shooting well, but who do you trust in shooting the ball more? Gary Payton or Moses Moody?
Well, I thought that.
Which one?
I want Moody.
Thank you.
But I feel like his length was actually giving Harden some fits.
Yes.
I really do.
He's getting irritated in that first half.
Yeah, I think the size, it's not about speed against him. It's about size.
Yeah.
And it felt like to me when Kawhi stripped Moses in the backcourt on that one play where he was like struggling to get it. It's just I could feel like, all right, I'm going to give him the quick hook. And it's like, God, come on.
He did play 30 minutes, but again, not enough. Like if you're playing 30 minutes and you're playing that many, 2 of 4 field goal attempts ain't going to cut it. Like for Draymond, he can play 38 and like have 9 and be single digits. That for Moses, that can't happen. Not
he's
in that starting
just
lineup.
Keep shooting.
Not yes, exactly. Not like I. To hell with like Looney's field goal attempts, to Quentin Post, all that. No, you're getting 30 minutes from the starting line if you need to shoot. You just need to, quite frankly. I don't care if you're not feeling it from beyond the arc. The only way you're going to get back into rhythm is shooting the ball more going forward. So,
Joe, because of the GP2 Pod Steph kind of, you know, backcourt, you played zone. I don't know if I like zone against them.
No.
They've got stretch shooters. They've got ISO guys.
It's a college thing. Like
they're
zone,
fast.
Like they were doing zone prior to Jimmy Beam. Remember they were doing that?
Look,
prior
I know Norman
Jimmy
Powell
Butler
cooled off. He's still a really good three-point shooter.
He is.
Right? And Zubac is a really good player in the dunker spot.
And Chris Dunn, you were already leaving open. He was killing you guys. You're 3 of 3.
I don't think you go zone for the final 5 minutes if Moody's out there.
Steve Kerr on how the guys look at the game coming out of yesterday's loss. This is where the head coach and the team is at going forward.
big time basketball game. I mean, that's one of the best teams in the NBA, and so are we. That's how I look at it. Great game, high level stuff. Stars being stars. We came up short, but not for a lack of effort. A lot of great execution. A lot of stuff that was very impressive, but we couldn't quite pull it out.
That's how Steve Kerr feels about it going forward. Here's how Jimmy Butler feels about it going forward.
Dominoes, drink some coffee. That'll help it feel better.
There you go. Just play some dominoes, drink some coffee, and pop on the morning roast, and it'll feel better. There you go. See, it's fine. That's the confidence right there. Jimmy Butler, he's not tripping. It's whatever. Play some dominoes.
I got a phone call last night saying that he was limping pretty significantly leaving the arena. Now that
you concerned?
Again,
is that a big concern for you right now?
Well,
he said he's okay.
It's not good.
It's all right. I think he'll be fine. He said he's okay.
You have to win tomorrow.
Rub some dirt on it. Be okay.
Love how he actually mentioned the dominoes part too.
Like, I'm gonna just put this out there right now. They lose tomorrow, it's probably over Friday.
Oh,
night.
Come on. Stop. You're scared of the Sacramento Kings or the Dallas Mavericks?
How many games? They will have played how many games? Like 7 games in a 2-week span. This is an old team. They've exerted a lot of energy. Should we play almost the whole game?
Well, just think how deflating this is, too. Like, back on Monday, a week ago today, the Warriors had their destiny in their hands, and we're talking about potentially rising up to the 4 seed. Like, they had it all ready to go for them, and they dropped the ball. And now here we are in the play-in. Like, the emotional letdown feels even greater than just from the last week feels greater than the letdown
from
yesterday.
You were barely a 10 seed, though, Sam, and I hear you on that.
No, I don't even want to hear that part.
No, you are going to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
No,
I don't want to hear it.
You guys.
No, I think it's irrelevant at this point. I think it's irrelevant. The fact they were a 10 seed is irrelevant because last week they had a chance to be a 4 seed and they fumbled it away. What the situation in February has no bearing on the situation now.
No, you didn't win the games you thought they were supposed to win. This Warriors team just didn't win the games. Give the other teams credit. Maybe they're not as good as you thought they were. It's like, that could be a reality too. Good teams and playoff teams take care of business at home. You lost your last 3, so maybe you deserve to be in the playing game. How about that?
No,
you lost your last 3 home games.
You can't go through that 2-month stretch treating it like it's the playoffs and then come out of it not getting into the bracket without being disappointed.
Well, you can be disappointed. I'm not saying you can't be disappointed. But this is who the team is. They are a playing team.
Here's where I would disagree with you. The overall arch of the year, yeah, they're a playing team. The team that I saw from the deadline on was not a playing team.
No.
That was a team that deserved to be in the playoffs and should have been in the playoffs and then fumbled it away. And I would argue that the fumbling it away was because of the 2 or 3 months before Jimmy was here, all of these little losses. And yes, of course, some of the ones that they had with Jimmy while he was here. And the stars. Like, the stars are the ones that let this one kind of go through their grasp. It's the Raptor game, whether it's the Nuggets game, whether it's the Hawks game, whether it's the Spurs game. But I think if you had put this team together from the beginning of the year, they would have been a top 5 team easily.
In my ear, real quick, breaking news, courtesy of Shams Charania, ESPN, I'm assuming. Well, doesn't matter. Mike Budenholzer, gone from the Phoenix Suns. Fired.
Poor guy.
See ya.
Oh, that's not fair.
I kind of like he was in a no-win situation. Talk about no-win situations.